USA News. I'm Lance Pry. Hunter Biden will plead not guilty to federal firearms charges after a delay of years by federal authorities to forward the case. Biden is accused of lying about his drug use when he bought a firearm in October of 2018. The three-count indictment from a special counsel overseeing the case, prosecutors have another issue brought up yesterday. Biden is asking to enter the not guilty plea remotely via video conferencing, saying it would avoid the cost of Secret Service protection as he travels from California to Delaware, an action that was not afforded to presidential candidate Donald Trump. Also in question, Biden's mugshot, taken when the first plea deal was denied by a judge, has not been released by federal authorities. An illegal immigrant from Peru has been charged with murder after being arrested by police in Texas. Maverick County Sheriff's Office confirmed 64-year-old Roberto Emilio Vasquez Santamaria was arrested in connection to a homicide Monday in Eagle Pass, Texas. ICE agents released Santamaria into the United States with a court date of 2025. Law enforcement is not releasing any details about the victim, specifically if the murdered person was a U.S. citizen or not. Las Vegas, Nevada police and the Clark County District Attorney's Office say a second underage suspect was arrested in the death of a former police chief who was killed in a car versus bike crash last month that may have been intentional. Chief Andreas Probst ran the Bell, California Police Department before his retirement. District Attorney Steve Wolfson says both juveniles are expected to be tried as adults. NASA scientists have predicted there's a chance that a massive asteroid that they've been tracking could hit Earth in the year 2182. Bennu, a near-Earth object, orbits the Earth roughly every 6 years and is about a third of a mile wide. USA News.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced. Call now. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call the Home Warranty Hotline now at 800-239-1876. 800-239-1876. 800-239-1876. That's 800-239-1876.
United Nations security personnel yesterday detained Israel's ambassador to the UN shortly after he left the General Assembly Hall to protest a speech by the Iranian president. It was not clear why he was being detained, though he was later released. The ambassador told media outlets he was detained with unacceptable brutality. Before leaving the UN Hall, Gilad Erdan held up a picture of Mahsa Amini, an Iranian woman who was brutally murdered last year by the country's so-called morality police for not properly wearing her head covering. A San Diego-based sunglasses company is making national headlines in the college football world.
Terry Snyder with Blenders Eyewear in San Diego says the company has received a boost the last few weeks from their partnership with Hall of Famer and head coach of 19th-ranked Colorado, Deion Sanders.
The college football season has been insane for us so far, especially after we decided to partner with Coach Prime and the Colorado Buffaloes as their preferred sunglass partner.
Coach Prime has been wearing a special version of Blender sunglasses, and during last week's nationally televised rivalry game against Colorado State, he was called out by the opposing coach for wearing them during interviews. Deion turned that into a marketing opportunity, buying Blenders for his whole team.
That's Dave Collins reporting. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Consult your health care provider before use.
Introducing Vinia, a breakthrough superfood with a full matrix of polyphenols from the red grape. Enjoy the health benefits of a bottle of red wine, minus alcohol, sugar, and calories. In a clinical trial, Vinia significantly increased the dilation of arteries. This dilation increases your blood flow and the delivery of oxygen and nutrients to your brain, heart, and other tissues, supporting heart health and improving your physical energy and mental alertness. Use code RADIO to get 10% off your first order at ordervinia.com. That's ordervinia.com. Ordervinia.com. Vinia, better blood flow, better life.